from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today. We are all here to announce the use of a new technology to make our children safer in the city of Buffalo when they are getting on to school buses and when they are getting off school buses in the city of Buffalo. Just want to share who I am with today, our superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, Dr. Tanja Williams. Want to thank Dr. Williams for her partnership. Justin Myers, the president of the company Bus Patrol that we are partnering with to bring this technology solution to the city of Buffalo. Commissioner of the Buffalo Police Department, Joseph Grimalia, David Hills, Chief Operating Officer for the Buffalo Public Schools, Octavio Villegas, Director of Traffic for the City of Buffalo, and last and certainly not least, Ed Spidell, one of the very active and very visible parents in the Buffalo Public School District. We thank Bus Patrol for partnering with us, as well as all of the work that went into starting this very important initiative to protect the safety of our children. You know, we always say that our most precious resource, the most precious thing that all of us have in our lives, is our children. And so today we are announcing this strategy to make our children safer when they're getting on and getting off school buses in the city of Buffalo. We want to make sure that motorists, when they're driving, they are mindful that school is in session, that our buses are transporting our children. And we don't want people to blow by, stop school buses that have their flashers on and the bus arm out, because that is a danger not only to our children, but also to school personnel and to families of the children that we are trying to educate and raise in the city of Buffalo. Now, we will be ticketing through the technology of Bus Patrol. Anyone that goes past a stop school bus with the bus arm out, Bus Patrol uses a unique technology. They use AI to generate the tickets. And some of you will probably ask me about the tickets. Let me just say, I hope no one gets a ticket. What our vision is, what our hope is that every child getting on a school bus and getting off a school bus is able to do that safely and get home to their parents. So our goal is not ticketing, but our goal is to change behavior. And we believe that this strategy that we've looked at for a long period of time collectively between the city, the police department, the school district, working with Bus Patrol, will ensure greater safety of our children. And that's what this is all about. Now, it's my great pleasure to introduce the superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, who is focused on improving the quality of education for our children every single day in the city of Buffalo, Dr. Tanja Williams.
Thank you so much, Mayor Brown. Thank you, members of the media. I want to thank our Common Council for working along with our mayor. We are standing in front of our wonderful waterfront school, number 95, which is led by Principal Dennis Welcott. And we have hundreds of children in this one school building, many of whom do take the bus to and from school. And as you heard our mayor say, there is nothing that is more important to us as a school district and to our mayor and our entire city than the safety of our children. There are statistics by the National Highway Traffic Control that the most dangerous time for children is when they get on to a school bus and getting off of a school bus. And so we know that sometimes folks are in a hurry to get to where they're going. We want to notify our public that we will be watching. We will be watching. And if there are violators of going around buses when the lights are blinking, when children are exiting or getting on, they will be dealt with swiftly and severely. The purpose of this press conference is to put everyone on notice, to let everyone know that this is really important. We don't want it to be an I gotcha. We want the public to know that safety is of the utmost importance to us. So we're excited about this, and we really hope that our entire community is excited about this strategy that will help to keep our children more safe. So I want to thank everyone for coming out today. The Buffalo Public Schools will be doing a lot of work between now and implementation as far as getting the word out, putting it on our website, sending information home, so that families know and can share this information out, sharing it with our community partners. We want our entire community to wrap their arms around this strategy and to help us keep our children safe. And as you heard the mayor say, we're hoping that we have not one single ticket, not one single ticket. We want all of our children safe every day as they get onto buses and get off of buses. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Superintendent Williams. As Superintendent Williams said, we are starting this program now. We're announcing it now because there is a substantial grace period so that motorists in the city of Buffalo can get familiar with the fact that there will be school bus arm cameras on every single school bus in the Buffalo School District to protect the safety of our children. And at some point, we will be going live with writing tickets for infractions for those that go past the school bus with the bus arm out. We believe that this is more than enough time for people to be aware that this program is in place, to be aware that if you go by a school bus, there will be a ticket. So in the next few months, we will be in a grace period where we will be educating and informing the public about this program. And it's our belief that most people don't want to just drive by a stop school bus. They want to do the right thing. They want to protect the safety of our children. And so this is a strategy to accomplish that. We also want to thank the parent leaders in the Buffalo Public Schools. We've worked with a lot of the parent organizations in addition to Mr. Spidell, who is with us today. This is something strongly supported by the parent organizations throughout the Buffalo Public School District, and we're very thankful for their partnership and working with us on developing this strategy to keep children safe. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Justin Myers, who is president of Bus Patrol. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. Thank you, Dr. Williams, and the other officials and community leaders that are here today. Very much appreciate it. Bus Patrol is really excited to be here today. Bus Patrol is a mission-driven organization. We partner with communities all across the country that are focused on child safety. And what makes, I think, our program a little bit different than some of the other automated enforcement programs that are out there is that, as the mayor noted, this program is about changing behavior. And we do that in two ways. The first way is this. We do press conferences. As the superintendent noted, a lot of communication will go on over the next couple of months to educate the public about this issue. This is a very real issue across the United States, and unfortunately, no community is inoculated from this problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Institute did a study that showed this happens, illegally passing a school bus happens in the United States 44 million times a year. That's 44 million times for a child to have the opportunity to have a traumatic event, or worse, a truly tragic incident can occur in a community, and it does happen. It's happened across New York State and Pennsylvania, many others just in the last 12 months, unfortunately. But the amazing thing about this program is that it works in our largest communities that we serve. And as I mentioned, we serve over 400 different school districts across the country in 16 states. We see precipitous drops in this type of violation as soon as the program launches. Here in New York State, in our largest programs, in the first 3 years, we've seen drops as much as 40%. And the reason for that is because, as the mayor noted, most people recognize that passing a school bus illegally is not okay, and it's very dangerous. And so every once in a while, a mistake can happen. But when you receive that violation in the mail, and you watch that video of yourself going past that school bus, over 90% of the time nationwide when that happens, that person never commits that violation again. So you have a 90% drop off in recidivism once somebody actually receives a violation. So when I talked about we change that behavior in two ways, the first is the enforcement. The second is the more important piece is the education, right? Informing the public that, hey, this program is here. And what Bus Patrol commits to the community is we come in, we provide this service at no cost. No taxpayer dollar goes into this service whatsoever. The mayor drove a pretty hard bargain, got the city of Buffalo a pretty good deal. No cost whatsoever to the city, to taxpayers. Bus Patrol bores the capital expense to install the program. And then the violator fund, it's a violator funded program. So if you violate the law, if you endanger a child, you pay that fine and you pay for the cost of the technology to protect children. If you don't violate, you don't pay. And if no one violates, no one pays. And over the course of time, that number will continue to go down here in the city of Buffalo. We're really, really proud to be here. We're really, really excited to serve the 640 school buses that operate here, protect over 50,000 kids. As the superintendent noted, it's unfortunate, but for a child, going to school should be the easiest and safest thing they do in their day. But amazingly, statistically, getting on and off the bus is one of the most dangerous things. We talk a lot about tragic events that can happen in a school day, right? Gun violence is a serious thing that we think about and talk about every single day. The average, it's important, and schools should be focused on that. But the average child has a 1 in 1.2 million chance of being exposed to an active shooter situation. That same child has a 1 in 8,000 chance of dying in a vehicular accident in their lifetime. This is a serious problem, and this is a problem that the officials here in the city of Buffalo have recognized, have taken action, and are delivering a really, really important child safety system to the entire community. Bus Patrol is committed to serving every single bus, every single child on every single route. We're the only company in the marketplace that commits to full fleet deployment. Whether one kid's on that bus, 30 kids are on that bus, whether that bus is used every day or once a month, we will be there and protecting it. So really proud to be here today. I have the opportunity to do launches like this all across the country, but today's a particularly special one for me. I was actually born in Buffalo, grew up in Western New York, rode the bus here. So the opportunity to come back here and serve the community is near and dear to my heart. So very much want to appreciate that. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Myers. Thank you very much, Mr. Myers. Justin Myers talked about accidents with children and vehicles. That's a painful thing. We don't want to have to deal with that in the city of Buffalo. Unfortunately, one of the first responders when a child is struck by a vehicle in the city of Buffalo is the Buffalo Police Department. We have Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia to talk about the impact of this program and the benefits that we think it will provide for our community.
Sir, thank you, sir. You know, one of the top duties of the police department is the safety of our public. And how do we do that? That's through traffic enforcement. We have officers that are conducting traffic enforcement, macing traffic stops. What is the goal of traffic enforcement? It's to condition drivers' behavior, to make them follow the laws, not to go out and write as many tickets as possible, and certainly not to look for re-offenders. The idea is to change your behavior. And when you look at the data of this program, which has a very high rate of non-reoffense, that's what we're looking for. Ultimately, we want to condition drivers' behavior so that we don't have these offenses occurring again. How do we in the police department do that? Clearly, we cannot be behind every school bus that's out there during the daytime. We just don't have the resources. There's no police department in the country that has the resources to do that. Sometimes there's traffic details where that can happen, where you have a police car follow a bus. People are more conditioned, again, for that particular bus. They're going to see the police car, and they're not going to pass that. But we know that it happens far too often every day. So we have to leverage technology. And it's not just even in this. It's in other aspects of policing, whether it be cameras, license plate readers, other things that we do to help with keep the public safe. We have to leverage technology. This is going to be, I think, an excellent program for the safety of our community, for the safety of our children, to make sure that when these buses are stopping, that these kids have a safe opportunity to get off the bus. You're going to see a significant change in drivers' behavior once they know that the cameras are watching. So I applaud this program. I think it's going to be excellent for the community. We've seen results in other communities. And again, the idea is to protect our community, and this is going to be one of those things through technology that's going to help that. So thank you. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Grimalia. Our final speaker will be speaking from the parent perspective. And one of the things that was important to us in moving forward this strategy was talking to parents in the school district and getting the support of our parents. Here to speak from the parent perspective is Ed Spidell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ed Spidell, President of the District Parent Coordinating Council. The reason we're supporting this is we're supporting anything that helps keep our children safer. We'll monitor the program and make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. But bottom line is, no one wants to get that phone call that their child's been hit by a car when they're trying to just go to school or come home from school. So thank you.
Thank you, Ed. The grace period for the program is July 1st through September 30th. As you might know, the state legislature passed the ability to implement bus arm camera programs in 2019. This is something that the city and the school district have been looking at, evaluating, studying for some time, and after a lot of research and study, we are now moving the program forward this year in 2024. With that, we'll open up to questions that members of the media have.
Yeah, so the way the system works is, and I'll walk you through it in a minute, but there's a bunch of different cameras on the bus, and there's an AI system that's actually watching the cameras, and it's specifically designed to spot a violation. It's activated when the stop sign goes out, and it's able to spot that violation. When it does, it cuts an evidence package of all the relevant footage from all the different angles of the camera, uploads it to the cloud. three layers of human review at Bus Patrol. Review it, make sure that it is an actual violation, right? We're not just sending out what the computer says is a violation. We double check it, triple check it. Then it goes to the city, and the city is the one that actually reviews and decides whether or not this is a violation, we're going to issue it. So Bus Patrol is not issuing tickets, right? We're just creating evidence packages. Once that decision is made by the government official to issue the violation because it meets the letter of the law, the constituent will receive a notice of violation in the mail. That notice of violation is going to have all the details, exactly where it happened, when it happened. It'll have still photographs of the violation, so your license plate, the video, the photo of you actually passing, and then there'll be a link there to alertbus.com. You go to alertbus.com, you put in your violation number, and right there you'll be able to see every one of those video angles and watch the violation happen. Nationwide, about 80 to 85% of folks who go on, see their video, recognize, I made a mistake, they pay the fine, and they make sure that they never do it again. So it's a system that really does work. The evidence is pretty crystal clear, and it does change that behavior at the end of the day. New York State sets the fine, and it's $250 in the state of New York. It goes up on a second offense by $25 each time.
And it's important for your awareness that school begins on September 5th. So again, the grace period that we are providing for motorists in the city of Buffalo is from July 1 to September 30th. And we're very pleased to have all worked together to bring this technology solution together in place to protect children getting on and getting off school buses in the city of Buffalo.
All right, thanks everybody. Appreciate
Thank you all very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.